Welcome to the Azure Podcast, a series of short discussions on various topics related to the Microsoft Cloud Platform. Your hosts, Kendall Roden, Cynthia Krang, Kale Teeter, Evan Basilik, Russell Young, and Sajid DeMello discuss a specific topic on each show to give you a high-level overview of that topic and resources to get more information should you wish to dig further. For more information on our show, please visit our website at azpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Azure Podcast. Today we are on the second day of build. Today it's just me, Cynthia, and with me I have special guest Sharad Agrawal. And today he is going to be telling us about Azure Front Door Service. Sharad, do you want to give our listeners an introduction and a little bit about what you do and what Azure Front Door Service is?
Yep. Thanks, Cynthia. So I'm Sharad Agrawal. I'm the product manager for Azure Front Door. And I also manage all of the capacity and infrastructure for Azure Front Door and Azure CDN from Microsoft, the entire global footprint for us.
Awesome. So I actually have never heard of Azure Front Door Service before going to the booth at Build. Can you tell us a little bit more about what it is and what it does?
Sure. So the way you should look at it as it's a multifold thing. It's not just tied to one particular capability that you can think of with the typical load balancing system. Mm-hmm. But so for example, one of the key things that Azure Front Door provides is that it can accelerate your content or your dynamic content as well, not just the static content because that gets cached, so it's much easier to accelerate that. Then we do global load balancing, that is you can fail over from one application deployment to the another across regions, across, let's say, deployments, or across clouds, for example. You need not be on Azure. You can be running your own on-prem data center, or you can be on other public clouds like AWS or Google Cloud. And then we also have WAF capability, that is Web Application Firewall, and by default, we provide DDoS protection that comes with the offering itself. The platform is protected via the DDoS protection basic, and then yes, we also ensure that we are stopping any traffic that is at layer 4 attack of sorts. And yeah, at the heart of it, we are a CDN as well, so we do static asset caching as well, so the static contents can be cached. We've been working on we can do massive volumes of SSL and SSL offloads as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's an amalgamation of all these different capabilities that you can get.
Wow. So from that description you just gave, you also touch on a lot of things that are really already available on Azure. You talked about CDN. You talk a little bit about routing traffic. So what are the different occasions where you would use a front door service versus Azure CDN, the traffic manager, or the app gateway? Do you use them together? When to use what?
Yep. That's a good question. And I get this question all the time from customers, from our salespeople and stuff as well. So one of the key differences, let me start one by one. Mm-hmm. So if we look at comparing against Azure CDN, so our guidance typically on that is if you are doing static content delivery, that is things that don't really change per request basis. I mean, so we can serve the same request to multiple users. For those kind of scenarios and for volumes of those kind of scenarios, we recommend that you use Azure CDN because obviously you'll get a much better pricing because Azure CDN just focuses around static content delivery. So you can just get a good pricing on that. Whereas Front Door is meant for dynamic applications, dynamic delivery, global load balancing, WAF capabilities. And then while it can also do static assets, unless you have like these small JavaScript files that you're loading along with your website, you can... Yeah, our recommendation is for volumes of static content delivery, you should be using Azure CDN.
Okay, what about for Traffic Manager?
Yeah, so Traffic Manager, so our messaging as we were moving forward is that we are saying to customers, if you're running a web application that is an HTTP or HTTPS application, then you should be using Front Door instead of Traffic Manager because Traffic Manager is a DNS-based load balancing system. And Front Door is actually in the data path. So an example of that is, let's say, because it's a DNS-based load balancing system, even if your application goes down, the DNS is bound by like when an ISP is refreshing its DNS cache, a client is refreshing its DNS cache, like, or the TTLs basically that drive it. And not every time the the ISPs will refresh it based on the DNS detail at times, because it's an expensive operation for them to just invalidate the entire DNS cache of their system. So people do it at hourly, on an hourly basis, on every 4 hours. The absolute worst case scenario is there'll be ISPs, very small ISPs, they'll be doing it on a daily basis. So in order to get 100% failover, it may take hours and hours to reach that state, to reach the actual failover state. Whereas with Frontdoor, you can configure Frontdoor to failover your application, let's say in the case whether a microservice fails or application
fails. We don't like to say we fail, even though we do. Yeah.
So, but anything can fail. It's very obvious that somebody will go deploy a bad build, for example, or some major deployment error has happened, some configuration error has happened. It happens all the time. We make mistakes at times, right? So we can, Frontdoor can immediately failover under a minute. You can failover from one region to another. The demos I typically do to customers, I can show that within 30 seconds, I'm able to easily failover on live from one region to another. Let's say from East US to London, the UK South region of Azure. So I can, and we can do that consistently, 100% across the globe. Any user across the globe will see that failover happening in case of an outage. Plus, the other benefit you get with Frontdoor is because it's a layer 7 or an HTTPS layer load balancing system, you get all these other benefits like path-based load balancing, which is based on the path, you can send it to one region or the other. You can do WAF capabilities, you can do SSL offload, all those added benefits you get with Azure Frontdoor. So you would not get that for Traffic Manager. But yes, for other workloads which are not HTTPS, yes, Traffic Manager is your solution right now.
Okay. Those kind of scenarios. From my understanding, I know like the SSL offload App Gateway also does, and the path-based load balancing App Gateway does that as well.
Yeah. So it's with Frontdoor and Application Gateway, it's not an either or story, but we talk more about the better together story.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it, Application Gateway and Frontdoor at different layers, for example. Whereas Frontdoor works at a global scale, at a global layer, which is load balancing between, let's say, your scale sets or scale units or clusters and things like that, in a region or across region. Application Gateway works within a region, so it can load balance between your VMs or between your containers and things like that. So the load balancing can happen at very different layers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Application Gateway is more closer to your VMs. It can connect to your VNet endpoints, and so it can load balance between those units. There are other benefits that you get with using them in conjunction. For example, Frontdoor will terminate all the TCP and SSL connections. It will do SSL offload. But we would still recommend that from Frontdoor to your actual application endpoint, you still forward the traffic as HTTPS, as a secure traffic. So let's say Frontdoor will do 90% SSL offload.
Mm-hmm.
With Application Gateway sitting behind Frontdoor, you can do 100% SSL offload. So it's a different layer. So within your VNet, you can send traffic in HTTP mode itself. You don't really need HTTPS connection within the VNet. So you get 100% SSL offload. Things around, for example, path post load balancing. So we can, based on path, we can load balance requests across different regions or across different clusters. And within the using App Gateway in conjunction with Frontdoor, you can further go. We can go one level further in path-based load balancing, and you can load balance between, like you can send traffic within the, across VMs as to how you want to do path-based load balancing, like one app versus the other and things like that. So yeah, that's how typically we talk about Frontdoor and Application Gateway. It's more like we recommend for HTTPS traffic that you're using them in conjunction with each other.
Okay. So from what I'm understanding is the recommendation that if you're thinking about a bigger or globally distributed application, then you should be thinking about the combination of both things. But if you're thinking of a more smaller or more contained application, then Application Gateway should fulfill all the things you need to do?
Again, I'll say that depends on the application requirements. As I said, one of the key things that Frontdoor gives you is application acceleration. So if you're running an application, even though it's a small application, but you have users across the globe, or even global users doesn't mean just in different countries. It could be like, let's say your users are spread across all of US or all of, let's say, UK, for example. But then you would still want to accelerate the traffic for them.
Mm-hmm.
So Frontdoor can do that because we terminate and we kind of reuse the connection from AFT to the backend And so that reuse of connection and early TCP and SSL handshake happening closer to the user ensures that the end-to-end latencies or the page load times kind of reduce. And so that's the benefit you might get. If you have very, very localized set of deployment and you're not very sensitive about, let's say,
latency
or performance, then yes, just using application gateway is a good sufficient deployment in your architecture.
Okay. So from a architectural perspective, is this something that needs to be discussed or decided on when you start application development, or is this something that you can kind of add on later in the day when you say, oh, I feel like my application isn't performing very well when I'm trying to access it in multiple regions? Is that something you can add on?
So we are seeing, I'll be honest about this. So let me take a step back on that point. So Front Door really is not a new service of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there internally for about 6 to 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
We started with Bing. So today, a good portion of Bing's traffic runs on us. And then, like, in the last 3 to 4 years, we've added all these other, like, huge Microsoft workloads. Like, for example, a good portion of Office 365, like Exchange and SharePoint Online, Microsoft Teams, Skype for Business. All these big workloads. And I'll give some more. For example, Xbox Live, MSN.
Mm-hmm.
A decent portion of their traffic actually runs through Azure Front Door today. At peak, we are doing millions and millions of requests per second across the globe. So, and we have seen a usage trend for these services from varying from that, oh, they were already there, they were already big services, and they realized, okay, maybe we need something like really fast failover.
To enhance it.
Or we want to increase performance because for some of the markets or some of the countries, we are not seeing as great performance. They started learning more about Front Door, what it's doing for Bing, because it was significantly reducing the page load times for Bing itself.
Mm.
And so we saw that adoption. There were other newer applications as they were designing new microservices or new apps for one of these orgs within the company. We started seeing that traction, okay, that from day zero, they want Front Door dependency. Like Teams, Microsoft Teams is a classic example on that. There's a strong dependency that Microsoft Teams has with Front Door. And their entire design and architecture is based on, like, from day zero, it was kind of based on that, yes, we will be using Front Door. And so that's how they have constructed, they have architected their application.
What are some of those design consideration if, for example, like Teams, they say, like, on day zero, this is what we want to use. What are some consideration that you need to do there versus, like, what are some changes that people need to do if they wanted to adopt it later on the line?
Yeah. So if you're starting with it, it becomes a lot more simpler experience. You can just try out the test traffic, and slowly as you're ramping up, you're planning to go into production, you just switch over the DNS CNAME to us instead of CNAME to the backend directly or the origin directly. Versus if you already have something in production, then one of the mechanisms we have seen is people, for example, use Traffic Manager in front of Front Door, and they say they use DNS-based routing. They'll say for using Traffic Manager that, okay, send 1% traffic to Front Door, send the 99% as I was doing earlier, right? Let's say they were load balancing between East US and West US,
mm-hmm.
or East US and UK South, or multiple regions. So they were sending all, like, they were using Traffic Manager to load balance between these. They create another Traffic Manager profile on top of the current profile, and then they say 1% goes to Front Door, and the 99% goes to the previous Traffic Manager profile that was there. So that's another way people have started. And so slowly ramping up as you ramp up the traffic. And the end state is, like, let's say the intermediate state is the 50% is going to Front Door, 50% going to the previous Traffic Manager profile. As you feel more comfortable, you kind of ramp 100% onto Front Door. And at some point, you can get rid of the previous Traffic Manager profile and the top-level Traffic Manager profile as well. So that's a good slow, like, for somebody who's already running in production, if they want, because it's changing a CNAME. We also understand it's not a simple change. It's a big potential impact that can happen if things are not set up or configured correctly with Front Door. But yeah, that's how we have seen people using it.
And then, like, with Traffic Manager, you get to decide how much traffic you're routing to one thing versus the other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So with Traffic Manager, the endpoints that you define, you can assign weights to it. That basically says that, okay, send this. It's not really in percentages. They are more like coefficients.
Okay.
So you can define, you can use them as
it's
one.
Like a ratio.
Come again?
A ratio one thing to the other.
Yeah.
Awesome. What are some of the challenges you've seen people trying to use Front Door, and what are some of the common solutions?
That's a good question. So as I said, Frontdoor has been there internally for like years now.
Mm-hmm.
The new thing is the commercial offering that we made it public. We did a public preview announcement in September last year, that's 2018, and we went GA in April. So in the data plane, we don't see any issues whatsoever. We are seeing absolutely rock solid data plane. We're not seeing too many issues there. The key issues we see are more in terms of the configuration experience, or because that's the new part that we've written in terms of integrating with ARM, having certificate management, domain management. So we are obviously working towards writing better tutorials and things like that. But yes, one of the key issues we hear is in terms of certificate, onboarding the SSL certificate.
Mm.
So we have two options that we provide with Frontdoor. One being you can get your own certificate. That is your bring your own certificate scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You can host it on Key Vault. You can give access to Frontdoor to access your Key Vault so that we can download the certificate and deploy across all our POPs. The other option is we give you free certificates that we maintain, manage, auto rotate on your behalf. The BYOC scenario, which is the bring your own certificate scenario, has been quite seamless. We have not heard too many issues there. On the free certificate, because we get it provisioned via DigiCert and there's a domain validation step that happens, we have heard a few issues. For now, if somebody is, we're seeing a small fraction of users writing into that issue. So if people are writing right now, we say that, yeah, just open a support request. We'll see how we can expedite that. We're also working heavily towards simplifying that experience. Potentially in the next 4 months, 3 to 4 months, we should have a much better offering on that space. We should completely revamp whatever. And we are not really seeing too many issues coming in with Frontdoor. Once things are set up, once things are working fine, we have not really heard too many issues in terms of data plane, to be honest. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just really curious, like, what was the thought of commercializing this since it's been around for so long? Like, why wouldn't we have done it earlier? Or like, what's so special about the time right now that like this is coming to see the customer?
So like any other service, we have had our fair share of issues in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've had outages in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We have brought down other internal workloads down. We have learned over the years. And so we completely wanted to be sure that yes, our data plane is completely rock solid, and then we are not messing up that part, because people are running, they're betting their traffic on us.
Mm-hmm.
When they use Frontdoor, it means that all the critical traffic goes via us.
Mm.
So we wanted to absolutely be sure on that part.
Okay.
Yes, having had some issues in the past, our focus immediately, like we've tried ensuring that we make the platform more and more robust, spending more and more on fundamentals, things like safe deployment practices, things like slowly rolling out, which is part of that, slowly rolling out builds, not just blasting the entire change across the globe, in the data plane, for example, some key capabilities that might be required for the industry. Like, we've been only with dealing with, let's say, internal workloads. Microsoft workloads work in a certain way. Understanding and as to what it will mean for other workloads takes time.
Right? Mm-hmm.
For example, let's say, how do we integrate better with Azure services? How do we integrate better with ARM, for example? So that took us some time to understand, solve that, because we are able to do this fast failover. Our infrastructure is sort of mixed, whether like we are dependent on Azure, but we are also, there are cases where we are not part of the Azure fabric itself.
Oh.
Because we don't deploy to Azure regions alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Azure, we have around 50 plus regions today. But Frontdoor is actually present in around 70 metros or so today. So there's part of it that is not running on Azure, or it's connected via Microsoft's network at every place. But then, yes, we have to ensure that it's that part, maturing that platform, maturing that interaction process, and all of that takes some time. Yeah,
definitely. So really boiling down to, like, we want to make sure that it's enterprise grade ready.
Yes.
Before we push it out to the customer. And we use ourselves as like the guinea pigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go through like all the experiments, failing, and outages. So because we don't want that to happen on customers, right?
Yeah. So the way you should see this is, if we cause an outage, we are potentially impacting some of the biggest web workloads of Microsoft, like Bing and Office 365. these are billion-dollar services that we are talking about. It's not so easy to maintain a high availability and performance and every time. So yeah, so yes, we know how serious this is, and so that's yeah, obviously a big challenge for us as well, keeping up to the mark at every single second, given we are doing millions of requests per second. Yeah,
definitely. So you touched on a little bit about ARM. Can you tell us a little bit about the deployment experience and what are some of the DevOps practices around this?
Yep. So that's a good question again. So we started with ensuring that it's everything that users can do with Front Door is completely automated. So customers can do, they can go by the portal for any of the changes, any of the experiences, etc. That's an easier way. Then we have ARM templates. We also have some sample ARM templates that are already deployed. I mean, that we are already hosting on GitHub. I mean, mm-hmm. And it's on the public documentation as well. We have full support via PowerShell. We have full support via CLI, that is Azure Shell. And then we are also working with potentially adding Terraform support very soon. So you should see that as well. In terms of other things that come that make sort of the DevOps story as well is that we have already started with a good bunch of metrics that we are throwing out to the user so that you don't have to worry about how many requests are we seeing? What's the response size? How is the backend health? How does Front Door think of the backend? Is it healthy, not healthy? Are we able to make connections to the backend or not? Then other than that, we're also pushing out a bunch of request logs. Mm-hmm. So there's real-time, sort of near real-time telemetry we integrate with Azure Monitoring via Log Analytics. So you can publish your logs via Event Hub or Storage or Log Analytics. And typically around three minutes delay or sorts is what we see. So that's the other thing that we have also improved significantly over the years. Like back in the day, a few years back, each of our deployment, let's say if somebody makes a changes, they add a new route or they add a new backend, used to take hours to roll out across the globe. We boiled it down to around 2 to 3 minutes now. So
wow, so how? How did that happen?
That was a massive exercise. Unfortunately, I might not be the best person explaining all the technology, like what all we did. It was a huge project that we took over, ensuring that the configuration is... we are not having conflicting configurations mm-hmm. across and having the same configuration across each of the POPs globally. That was a big challenge. And so now we're down to around 2 to 3 minutes. You make a change, 2 to 3 minutes, it'll roll out everywhere. So that was another big change that we did.
Awesome.
And that happens for new create as well. So if you create a new profile, all the entire configuration, as I said, Front Door doesn't deploy to a single location. Once you create a Front Door profile, we have to push that configuration across all our POPs, across mm-hmm. all these 70 metros that I was talking about. So that takes, I mean, that's a decent enough where we have to keep everything in sync. But then even that, the create or the update part takes around 2 to 3 minutes.
Wow.
Except certificates. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With an asterisk. But yeah, that is, wow, I'm just learning all these amazing things. Are there any new upcoming updates that you can share with our listeners that they should look forward to on Azure Front Door?
Yeah, so we are going GA with Azure, the AFD WAF support. Basically, Web Application Firewall support was still in preview when we announced the GA for Front Door. So we are announcing the GA for Azure Front Door's WAF capabilities. The other thing we're doing is we are also introducing Rules Engine with Azure Front Door, which basically means is you can write conditional routes. By default, our routing was based on, okay, here's the domain, here are the paths for it, based on the protocol HTTP, HTTPS, you can define where to send the traffic. You can now route traffic based on certain parameters. Okay, if the request contains a header like this, mm-hmm. send it here versus sending to the default backend pool. If suppose the URL contains a particular parameter, then maybe enable cache, for example. Mm. So you can do those kind of things as well. You can also set headers in the request path that is going, the request when we forward it to the origin, or in the response path when we send the response back to the client. So you can add, update, or remove headers in either of these paths. So those are the capabilities we are launching primarily with. And we'll also be announcing very soon.
More things at Ready or Ignite.
Way more things at Ignite, I hope. Okay. I hope so. But we're also looking, we'll very soon publish our certifications as well, like the ISO, SOC, PCI certifications and compliance. Those kind of things will come out very soon.
Okay. And I'll ask you for the links so our listener can go follow up on those documentation. But is there anything else that you want to share with us before
So
end the show.
So any feedbacks, you can, if you have any, if anybody's facing any issues or concerns, they can simply drop a mail at aftfeedback@microsoft.com, AFD as in Azure Front Door, feedback@microsoft.com. They can, if you want to learn more about the service, you can simply go to azure.com/frontdoor. That's our page where you can learn more about the product. It also has links to the pricing, to the documentation, everything, and also the SLA for the service.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to include those in the show notes. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you have any comments or questions, please use our Twitter handle at Azure Podcast. Background music has been taken from ccmixter.org under the Creative Commons license. Thank you, and see you next time.